Cyprus. Ahmad and I from Egypt. Family moved to the United States almost 9 years ago. But we came here because of you, because you sent people to Egypt in the last century. I would like to start with this story of a lady from the Stony Church in Chicago, who called by God to go to Africa. Just she received the dream from the Holy Spirit, seeing Jesus having a stone and throwing it into the Atlantic Ocean. And when she asked Jesus, "Who is that?" He told her, "You are. I want to send you to Africa." She went to the pastor and she told him her dream. And 2 weeks later, a missionary from AGWM came to visit. And he introduced her to him. He was serving the Lord in Egypt, in Cairo. So he said to her, "You can come with me to Egypt." She said, "No, because the Lord told me to go to Africa." She didn't know that Egypt is a part of Africa. He told her, "Please come with me. Egypt is in Africa." So she went to Cairo with him, and she stayed with him for 2 years, and he finished his assignment in Cairo and moved to another area. So she found herself alone, and she went to meet with Lillian Thrasher. And I think many of you know who is Lillian Thrasher.
There's a clicker, you can advance your PowerPoint if you want.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that. There you go.
I'm going to come back to this, but I like to connect you. So she joined Lillian Thrasher, and Lillian has a great ministry. She started the biggest orphanage in the Middle East, in Egypt, that served more than 120,000 during her life, kids from Egypt. We're speaking about the women's ministry today. God is calling people to go, whether they are men or women, young or adults, or old. You know, this lady, her name is Mabel Dean. When she went to Egypt, she was 40 years old. So the AGWM director that time said, "You are not the right person to go out because you are not able to learn any language." But she said, "He called me, and he will help me." And she went to Lillian, as I said. Lillian said to her, "I see that the Holy Spirit wants you to go to El Minya, Egypt, this is my hometown, and start a street ministry there." She said, "I can't speak Arabic." She said to her, "I will send with you 6 of my disciples, young ladies. They will translate into Arabic for you." And she went to our city and she started how many churches? If you go to her, this is one of the articles at the Pentecostal Heritage, Flower Heritage of the Assemblies of God. You will find how many? 45 churches. Praise the Lord for that. So, do it again. If he wants you to go, go. Go. Go to all nations, whether they are here in the United States. You know, the world is coming to America now. You have the biggest population of Nepali people in the whole country and in the whole world after their country in Harrisburg. Ukrainian people saying, "We are now gathering in Harrisburg." Arabic population coming to America, to Harrisburg, to Mechanicsburg, and some of you has neighbors, Arabic speakers from Morocco, from Somalia, from Egypt. You know, if you go to visit some restaurants in your area, you find most of them owned by Egyptian people.
Yes, yes.
You need to speak the word to them in Arabic or in English. So go. I want to say, go. If you can't go, pray for those who are going. But we have to go to our communities. We have to go to our families. We have to go because Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, says, go. The victorious Jesus says, go. And I'm going to read with you these verses before we start our speech today. Jesus, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, amen, to the end of the age.
Yes.
And he completed his conversation in Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power,
yes,
when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Believe him to go. Pray for those who are going, or at least support those who are going.
Yes.
Three things, three ways. By going yourself.
Yes.
And it's honor to go.
Yes.
To carry the cross.
Yes.
And to follow the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Because of one lady, 45 churches was planted,
amen,
and continue today to have the biggest Pentecostal Assemblies of God area in Egypt because of her. Because of her, my dad was born again in one of her services and baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to life, I found this great foundation in a Pentecostal family, Pentecostal small church. So I came to Christ because of that. And now the Holy Spirit is saying, go back. It's a circle. She went there, and the Lord sent us here. So we're here to say thank you for sending missionaries. Thank you, Assemblies of God. Thank you, American Church, for helping the world to know Christ. This is my story. This is the beginning of it. I grew up in that church, and I met Jesus. I received him not because I born into a Christian family, but it was a privilege and it was a great opportunity for me to come to Christ because of that. I received him when I was 19. I was studying English at the time, and I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit 40 days later. And then I have the burden and the fire in my heart to go to my friends at the university, to my village, to other villages, to preach the word of God. And I worked as a teacher for 7 years. I met my wife, and God blessed us with 2 kids at that time. And the Lord called me and called us to a full-time ministry in Egypt since 1998. And he blessed us in our ministry, pastoring the churches,
yeah,
and teaching at the Bible College there, and doing great things for the kingdom of God in Egypt. But he changed the assignment. And he called us to the United States in 2014, which is unexpected. My wife didn't love that. Although many people in the world looking for opportunity to come to this great nation. But because of what we have from the Lord's blessings and ministry, she said no for me, but I said, can he say yes for God if he wants us to come? So we prayed for like 18 months, waiting for the Lord to open the door for us, and he did it. We came in intention to come back to Egypt in 3 months. But now it's almost 9 years. He stopped us for having the green cards for our children. We received our green card in 1 month, but the 3 children, nothing happened to them up till 6 months. So they connected to schools. It's hard to go back now. We served with a Heartland Ministries, which is in Bethel, the northeast part of Missouri, helping them with a recovery program for 5 years. I was teaching the Bible survey for juniors and seniors at their high school, and my wife was helping with the preschool kids and helping with the boarding school with these people who are in need for help. So it was a great opportunity, great experience, and during that the Lord called me back and forth to lead the Bible college in Egypt. But this is not what you want us to do, Lord. You called us to win souls. Where you want us to go? And he opened our eyes to the harvest among the Arabic speakers in the nation. At this place was St. Louis, Missouri. And we applied to the Assemblies of God U.S. missions. It took some time, and then they released us to itinerate, and it was COVID-19 time. So it was hard, but he made it to happen. And we went to different areas. The Holy Spirit says, I will take your feet to many places that you cannot expect. And he did it. We bear testimony to him in Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, and Indiana, and different, and now in Pennsylvania. And after we finished our itineration, we said, we will take 2 months break to go to Egypt, visit our family, and come back to start Hope Arabic Church. So we went to Egypt, Amal, me, Patrick, our son, and our 2 daughters. Rita is studying. She said, I can't go. Martina, the older, said, I will follow you. I will join you in 20 days after your visit. And she came 20 days after our visit. And my brother-in-law said, I'm going to pick her up and bring it to you from Cairo to Armenia, which is 4 hours drive. But just an hour from the airport, another car came to the opposite direction and hit their car. And they passed away at the moment. So it was very, very hard for us. Unexpected, but stayed there for 15 days. Our other daughter, Rita, was here. So we decided to come back very soon, in 20 days. So we came, and we couldn't be able to continue in St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. And we prayed, we had some counsel, and we decided, after praying, to come to Harrisburg area to start Hope Arabic Church here. And we thank God. Yeah. We came with this situation, with this heart, broken heart, to start. We came in November of 2021. We started with 3 families, and the Lord blessed us to reach more and more in the area. They are now they are not coming every week, but they are belonging to the church, maybe 20 families. Some of them come in, some of them absent. But if we have the whole gathering, it will be a great gathering. But we are dealing with that. We started Our ESL classes last month in mid of February or beginning of February, with we are now more than 60 students representing 14 nationalities. Some of them Arabic, some of them from Hispanic background, some of them from Africa, from Togo, from Congo, from Ethiopia, and Eritrea, and other major, or you can say pronounce Niger or Niger, nature. They are here in your background. They are here and they need your word of grace.
Yes.
They are in need for the eyes to be opened. We have a new family coming from Turkey. I met them last week, 2 days ago. And he said, my conscience is not comfortable with Islam. So I'm not connecting to Islam very much. Can you speak with me about why Muhammad came after Christ and said so and so? Why Christ was crucified? You know, I took with him like 2 hours of a speech, and he said to me, you make my head, I can't understand everything. I told him, it's not for me to explain Christianity in 2 hours.
Yes.
Or for you to understand it in 2 hours.
Yes.
It's life.
Yes.
Finally, I explained it to him, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. God loved the world. God loved everyone. And because of his love, he gave his only son, his beloved son. Why? To give you eternal life. Mm-hmm. Not to be perished, not to go to hell,
yes,
but to be in heaven with him forever.
Yes.
And how you reach it? It's only by faith. Mm-hmm. It's not by works as Islam teaching or Buddhism or other religions. No, it's to believe the way of God.
Yes.
To believe what he did and what he says for you.
Yes.
The people are in need for the light.
Yes.
And you are the light. So please do it. Our vision is to reach out to as many as we can in our short life, and to train them, make disciples, train them. And in training, we are starting, they need to start AD, some or Arabic School of Ministry,
yes,
under,
yes,
the Pendel School of Ministry,
yeah,
to reach all the Arabic speakers in the nation and to train them for ministry, to lead them how to train, how to reach out to others. This is a circle. Reach them, disciple them, train them, send them to do the same. And this is what happened since the time of Jesus saying his word, go. Many of those who believe in him went. You know the difference between us and between the first church? They were all missionaries. All of them. No one says, this is the part of Pastor Rich. No. We are all part of it. We are all part of the Great Commission. We have to do it. We have to do what God has called us. Whether under such circumstances, I am inspired by the story of this place. It's an inspiration for us. We have to do something for Martina too.
Yes.
We want to reach more people in her age. She was 26.
Yes.
We want to reach many, many people,
yes,
for the glory of God. I know it's very hard for us to go through this.
Yes.
We need your prayers and we need your support. Pray for us, pray for our family and for our church. My wife has a little bit of time, I think.
Yeah.
Esther and your wife too, for inviting us to come to share with you today here. It's not easy for me to stand up and speak among you. It is too hard to lose one of your family, but I lost two, because my daughter and my brother too. My brother was young, not old. But even is not old, it's too hard to see that in your family.
Yeah.
But because I love God, I am trusting Him, and I believe she's in heaven now, and my brother too. And when I see the generation, like the senior age here, don't know Jesus, I am just so jealous. Because I say the life, we don't know, is too short.
Yes.
We don't know when the day of our life.
Yeah.
It just happened like accidentally, like you don't know.
Yes.
Sometimes we get outside, we don't know we come back or not, because this happened. And maybe before I know, but I don't experience that. But now I experience that, and I see. We just hug each other and say bye. We don't know we'll see each other anymore or not here.
Yes, yes.
But we have to be ready for eternity.
Yes.
We have to be ready from here to make your decision here in the earth. You didn't say I am young or I am old or I have time. You didn't know when. The end moment of our life. And we have to be ready. And we have to pray for the other people around us, for our family, for friends, for the people who just came from all the world here to America.
Yes.
Because I see now we have many immigrants here, mm-hmm. and they don't know Jesus. And I don't hate them, but I love them. I need them to know Jesus.
Yes.
Because if they knew Jesus here now, they will change everything, will do more than we expect in our life. Because their kids in the school, and your kids at the school, and you don't know. I see many young generation now get married from the Muslims people. Mm-hmm. And that's not good, because they take them to their religion. And if they don't know, have Jesus here in their life, they don't see Jesus there at the end of their life. And you have to care about that. Teach your children about the Christianity and bring
yes.
them to the church.
Yeah.
Take care of them, not just for physical something, but for the spiritual
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
Have to take care of that. And we pray for you. And you pray for us too. All of us responsible for everything here.
Yes.
Not just us because we are missionaries, but you too, because you know Jesus and you have to talk about Him with everyone around you. Here is more chance for us and for you too, I think. Because in our country, we can't speak about Jesus anywhere, just with the Christian people. If you try to talk to someone who's not Christian, you will go to the jail or killed. It's not easy. That's why I think God brought us here, because He's seen our heart, and I'm just so excited to do something like this we are doing now, to speak with the Muslims people. And it was too hard there, but here is more chance. If they don't want to listen or to hear about Him, just go. Or don't do anything to you. But in our country, it's so difficult.
Yes.
It is hard. But here is more chance.
Yeah.
We pray for you, and you pray for us to continue. The heaven in my life and our life is not easy. Like if something just come destroyed our family, and evil would like he like to stop us, but we will continue because we trust in Him and the ministry and God's doing here is amazing. Because we see many people coming to the English classes who's not Christian. We give them the Bible and they take it. And we give them like tracts and they take it. And we pray with them end of the class, and we give them message of the Bible at the end of the class. They are in the church, And they know this is the program, this is our program, and this is the part of the program in day to listen to the prayer and to and we give them the message from the Bible. We are so excited. Maybe we didn't see the seats today, but we will see later. Yeah. Like, we pray for that. And one of the seats in the Turkey man, he's Muslim, but he just came with his wife, and he asked about the, like, how to live his life with Jesus. Mm. And we're so excited, and he will come to our church today for evening. Like, we have a church at 6:30, and he said, I will come. Mm-hmm. And we're so excited and happy because we just started, like, 2 months ago, and we see an amazing job God doing in the process. Thank you. I would just like to, I don't have time anymore. Okay, share with you just my testimony. When I was young, I was like 17, and I didn't have a church around me. But praise God, you have a church here, like maybe in the just street beside you or something. Like, and we didn't have a church in my area, only Coptic Orthodox Church. Yeah. And this is traditional church, like Catholic church, or more, Orthodox. And my family used to go to church every evening. And I want to live my family every evening, but I don't feel anything change in my life. I just, as I go, as I come back, I don't hear anything about the salvation, or to born again, or to do, just do good with God, you will go to heaven. Yeah. Depending on how your work is with God.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't do anything good, I think. I just do it. I don't know what can I do to, if I die now, I'll go to hell. What can I do to go to heaven? I don't know. I go to church every day, I listen to the message every day, but I don't know what the meaning, or nobody explained to me, if you give it your heart to Jesus, you will go to heaven. Just even you do something bad, you go back to him, and ask him forgiveness, he will forgive you. But I do know that. But I just told God, I'm not going to church anymore, because I didn't know anything there. And I love you, but I didn't know where you are. I still love you, but I didn't see you. I didn't feel you anywhere. But when I said that, I was so sad, and I wanted to sleep, and I had a dream. I saw Jesus came to my area. We have a big area in front of my family's house, and I saw all the people at the church. They running, crying. They don't want to stay to see him. And he just came, and he loved them. And he would like to show himself to all people there. But they didn't want to stay to see him. And I saw him, he smiled to me, and he loved me, and I just, wow, he's so beautiful, and you came for me. And I don't believe that, but I was like happy in a dream and excited because I saw him, and he stayed for me. And I even had that dream like 3 days or 4 days. And after that time, I was talking with my brother, he's youngest than me, and he said, you know, I would like to tell you something. And I said, okay. He said, I had a dream last night, and he had exactly my dream. And I just, what? This is my dream I had to, like 3 times or 4 times. He said, no, this is mine. And I'm just so excited because I know Jesus loves us. Even no one can talk to us about him. No one can come to our area to speak with us. It was so close. And I just said, wow, God loves us, and he's came to tell us about him. When God sees your heart, he just came for you. And he loves you. And he still, even you didn't see him, but he loves you. And he looked for any way to connect with you, and you talk to him about himself, with you. I know he's just hearing us when we thinking, when we thought, when we talking, but sometimes we don't feel that, but he's here, and he's hearing you, and he's loving you, and he's looking for some way to talk to you. And I just, after that time, I just trust in him. I know he's here, and I met my husband after that time. He's from the Assemblies of God Church, but we never seen the Assemblies of God Church worship or something like that. When I first time went with him, I saw the people speak tongue and do some. I said, what these people doing? They crazy people? What are they doing here? I would like to run away from the church, but I just said, okay, I will wait to see what's going on here. After the church started to ask him, I never read Bible before. I didn't have Bible because we just let the priest to explain everything to us from the Bible. We are can't. And I just started to read the New Testament about Peter, what Jesus, how he sent them, how he was teaching them and pray for them to go. And I say, okay, I will go like them. I love to be with you, Jesus. And I give it my heart to him. I trust in him. And I pray for my family. I pray for the Muslim people. When I was praying for the Muslim people, God gave me a vision. And we are here, my husband and I, and preach in English. Even I didn't have any English. And I just say, oh, how this happened? How can I speak another language? I thought God me, not me. I think not. But God told me this is not yet, this is later. You know, after 19 years, when we decided to come here, I didn't want to come, but God reminded me the vision he gave me like 19 years before that time. And I just say, God, you told me I go, and I will go. I don't know what we will be there, but you sent Abraham before me, and he don't know where he go, and we will go. And we are here now, and I speak in English now, and I preach it. thank you so much, and our prayer card on the table, please take our prayer card and our newsletter, and face problem, and pray for us. And we pray for you. The harvest is too big here.
Yeah.
Take care of your children, of your country, and pray for the missionaries who God put in their heart to go to reach out the people around you. Thank you.